Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around Jesus, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." Jesus went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask who touched me?" And Jesus looked around to see who had done it. And the woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While Jesus was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house had arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, Jesus caught sight of a commotion and people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion? Why this weeping? The child is not dead. She's asleep." And they ridiculed Jesus. And Jesus put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. Jesus took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. And Jesus gave strict orders that no one should know this, but said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My sermon today, it's a serious sermon because it's about faith. And I've been wrestling with how to understand faith for a long, long time, going all the way back to children's. So I'll explain it to you now, what has been on my heart trying to understand. So I open the sermon with the question, what is faith? What is faith? Well, God defines faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. God says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." But this is how I describe faith. reaching out to God with empty hands and believing that he will fill them. Jairus reached out to Jesus with empty hands of a dying daughter. My daughter is at the point of death. Please come, lay your hands on her that she may get well and live. Mark 5:23. And a woman reached out her empty hands of uncontrolled bleeding, desiring to merely touch the clothes of Jesus so that he could fill her hand with healing. And Jesus filled their empty hands with new life for the little girl and healing for the woman who was bleeding. God granted their request because they believed. Now, here's the problem. This is the problem I have been wrestling with like a snake, you know? I have encountered many people who trust in God, who believe in God, who have faith much bigger than a mustard seed that Jesus said could move a mountain. Yet their hands remained empty. Their sick child did not get well. Their affliction was not healed. Their request to spare the life of another went ungranted. Oh, let me tell you, they had the faith. Oh, they had strong faith. But they did not get the reward. And then they asked themselves, did I not have enough faith for my prayer to be granted? Does God not love me? How do we believers in Jesus help them to understand what faith is? Well, there is a misconception that God does not grant my prayer request because I do not have enough faith. Someone told me, a priest said that recently to someone asking for a prayer that went unanswered. He said, well, you didn't have enough faith. Oh, ridiculous, ridiculous. So now, not only are they grieving, now they feel guilty. That's not what priests are supposed to do, or any of us Christians. Having enough faith in God doesn't mean we can force God to do what I want. Faith in God means let God be God and do what he wants, even if it goes against my heart's desire, even if my request seems so right. Do you realize, and this thought I want to tell you now, I think this came directly from God into my brain while I was writing this, because I had never, ever thought about this before. I never even, wrote about this. And right at this moment of my sermon, God gave me this wonderful thought that helped me to understand faith better. So here it is. Do you realize that even God himself did not grant his own request? Remember Garden of Gethsemane? Remember what Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, requested of God his Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember when Jesus said in Matthew 26:39, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Jesus God was speaking out to Father God with empty hands of intense suffering, asking his Father to fill them with another way to stop his painful torture. Father God did not grant this request. Yet, Jesus remained firm in his faith because he could also say, not my will, but yours be done. Matthew 26:39. The prayer request of Jesus seemed so good. Don't you think? Any of you want to get crucified today? You know, not a good way to spend a Sunday. To be bled to death, tortured to death, and suffocate to death. I could see why he would ask, please take this away from me. The request seemed so good. But realize this, if Father God granted that request of God the Son, there would be no reason for us to be sitting in this church today because we would not have been saved. We are going to have Jesus there because of what Jesus did up there. By his death, we are healed. And by his death, his body, blood, soul, and divinity will be right here on our altar. You see, my brothers and sisters, sometimes God does not grant your requests because he has a greater blessing to bestow on you. Sometimes we see that blessing in this world. Sometimes we don't. But faith says to believe it's there. Jesus understood this when he uttered his very last words, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Now in my life I have had unanswered prayers, and I thank God for not answering some of my prayers because some of my requests were really so stupid. They were. Because I could only see in front of me. God sees everything. And I'll tell you this. Hindsight has brought me the clarity to see. If God granted all my requests, I would have been miserable, stuck away in a lonely monastery in Herman, Pennsylvania, instead of being right here in the Garden of Eden of Greenfield. Well, fake it till you make it, you know. But it's true, and it's funny, that monastery that I would have been languishing in, it was so bad, they tore it down. Even the state didn't want to use it for a prison. They tore it down. I would have, if my prayer was heard, I would have been miserable. But God had another plan for me. Thank God. Garth Brooks realized this. You know Garth Brooks, right? Great songs. Garth Brooks wrote a hit song about God not granting all his prayers, and he called it Unanswered Prayers. Garth realized what he once wanted a long time ago would not have been the best for him. In the song, he relates how years later, he reconnected with an old flame, an old girlfriend, a childhood sweetheart. I guess they broke up and he prayed and prayed and prayed that they'd get back together, and they never did. And years later, he got to see her again. And after spending some time together, he came to understand this relationship would never have worked. He would have been miserable. It would be totally wrong for him if they came back together. And Garth was glad that his prayer to reconcile went unanswered, ungranted, because it would have been a disaster. And he was so happy about that, he wrote a song, Unanswered Prayers. And here is one of the refrains to the song. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember this when you're talking with a man upstairs. And just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he doesn't care. Because some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. And I can agree to that in my own life. Some of my answered prayers, I immediately saw the blessing. But you know, it must be very hard for like a parent to children to see their sick child not get well or even die. Where could be the blessing? They don't see it. I don't see it. But I believe it's there. That there is some blessing that God has in store for that child, for those parents. Just because I don't see it
doesn't mean it's not real. I just believe, as God said, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In closing, Max Licato, do you know Max Licato? Wrote great books, very spiritual books. You ought to read them, very simple to read. Max Licato expresses beautifully the essence of faith. Faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right. What is right? I have one little postscript. 40 years ago, at my first church where I was a vicar, I befriended a parishioner by the name of Judd Lysery, good man, very holy man. In fact, he is the father-in-law of Judge Ruhlman, who just retired from the bench in Cincinnati. He's a very good judge. He was judge for like 40 years or so. Well, Judd, in his 50s, back in the 1980s, he was diagnosed with cancer. And the doctor said it was terminal. So Judd invited me to his house to give the last rites. So I went to his house, and I gave him the last rites, and we sat together talking over a glass of beer. That's a very spiritual liquid, you know. At least he thought so. So we're talking. He says, now Judd liked cards, okay? And Judd said, you know, Father Mike, sometimes life will deal you a busted flush, but God can always take a busted flush and make it a royal flush. At the very moment he said royal flush, his wife was in the bathroom and flushed the toilet. And he was, come on. And Judd looked at me, and I looked at him, and we bust up in hysterical laughter. I said, that's a sign from God. And we were laughing. His wife comes out of the bathroom, which is right off the kitchen, and she's looking at us laughing. And she says, what are you all laughing about? And Judd looks at me, and he says, Father, don't tell her. And so we never told her. I don't know if she thought we were laughing at her or what, but we never told her. But on the day of the funeral, when I was with Mrs. Lysering at the coffin, I told her. Guess what she did? She starts laughing hysterically. And I start laughing with her. And the people out there were looking at us and wondering, what are they laughing about? And I told Mrs. Lysering, don't tell them. My brothers and sisters, life can deal busted flushes. I've seen too many of them. But yet God will always restore the busted flush with a royal flush. And I think I read somewhere this nice little thought that even when life is not good, God is still good. Amen. God bless you all. Peace to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org, that's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.